Good morning and welcome to Renovating in WA. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Sue Daly from Into Property and Gilly Chapman from First Choice Patios.
Hello.
Hello. Did I get that right?
You did.
Well done.
Wonderful. And as your name suggests, today we're talking about patios.
Correct.
Okay. So what do we need to know when we are renovating about, I guess, can we talk about the pulling down and then the reconstructing of patios?
We definitely need, obviously, during the demolition time, that's the time to consider actually pulling that down, because that's when all the skip bins are that are there. So anything to do with the demolition, try and do that first. A lot of the patio companies, they will take the patio down if that's all you're doing, or the carport down. So we'll say patios and carports, they will take it all down and then they'll rebuild it for you. So if you're not doing a renovation inside your home and you're only doing it outside, they do the work for you, so you don't need to get a demolition team in to do that.
Okay, so in terms of planning, what do we need to know when we are thinking about carports or patios for our home?
Okay, so generally the first thing that you would look at is the space that you have. So how big is the area? Where are you wanting to position things? How are your lights falling? Where does the sun hit? How big is your driveway? You know, council regulations around your driveway space, particularly if you're looking at a carport. And out the back, is it going to be gazebo style? Are you going to move away from the pool or come closer to the pool? Basically just assessing your space, really, and having a look at your spatial area.
And you need to do that before you can decide on anything else. Now, always remember as well the open space, which is what Michael, when we were talking about the design, councils have got that you need a minimum amount of open space on a property, so you can't cover every little inch of your property. So there's also that factor to take into consideration. And I suppose once we've actually got that sorted, then you need to look at, why do you want it? What is it for? Is it a carport for a single carport? It is a double carport. And then,
are you extending your patio area because you want to put in a pizza oven or a barbecue or a lounge area? Are you simply extending an alfresco, which is actually only a small job? So you know, especially with a lot of the smaller blocks in the newer suburbs, you don't have much space, so an extension of an alfresco is something that you can look at.
So tell us, what was the difference between a patio and an alfresco?
Okay, well, alfrescos is a lot of the new homes, they have them under the main roof, so, and that's when they've actually got the lined ceilings and they're literally part of the house. So they've got the, you know, the actual sealed columns, I'm going to call them, because they're actually not necessarily a brick pier. And then they've got all the lined ceilings. Some are doing the cedar lines and some are doing the gyprock lines. They've got all the lights in them and then all the power points are there. And, you know, they even have the built-in outdoor kitchen.
Yes, just to interrupt, I would probably suggest that an alfresco is a smaller area as well, generally speaking, would you say, quite a small area? And then your patio is generally a much larger extension.
Correct.
And then you've got your gazebo-style patios, which set separately from the house altogether, aren't even joined. So there's lots of different ways that you can move when you're looking at your outdoor living area.
Because the alfresco is predominantly off a set living room area, so it's that square area off that they tend to work on. And if you're actually adding something and you want it alfresco-like, then it's an extension, obviously, and it can be as the small area, and then you can do a patio off that. So there's so many options. So it does depend on what you want to use it for. I mean, you could have teenage kids at home and they're going to have all their mates over.
Out you go and have it like a rumpus room style. I mean, we've seen lots of patios that we've gone, and when we've completed them, we've gone and have a look. They've got the pool table set up out there with the pool nearby, the fridge, everything, and that's the teenager's retreat. Out you go.
And so they've got the outdoor blinds as well on them. You can put that. So this is why, determine what you need it for, what use it's going to be. Like if you're having an outdoor kitchen or a barbecue area, pizza oven, are you having it undercover or are you having it outside of that area, so that when they're actually planning it and designing it for you, because you've got to remember, all the designs, they've got to go into council. It's not something you can just erect. It has to go through council for approval. If someone turns around and say, oh, we can build a patio, and no, you don't need council approval, call your council, because I think you'll find that's definitely not correct.
And also, if a patio business is offering to do it without council approval, is something you need to be looking at as well.
Yes, so definitely.
If they're saying they don't need council approval, that's not actually correct. So it's just yeah, basically considering. And look, if any time at all you don't have any idea, like if you've got ideas and you're not sure how that works, well, that's why you have professionals to come out and help you with a quote and help you with the ideas and that sort of thing. So it's, you're not totally left on your own. You can just suggest, correct, I want this, I want this, I want this, and then
they help you get it done.
You have your professional advice from
and,
there.
And we'll go into the styles in a minute, but because we're discussing the councils, patios and carports are still part of that building act that we discussed in a previous segment. So they're still part of that. So that's why it all goes through council. They're not just, you know, the old pergolas that we used to put up with the little wood edging on them and people used to put them up. It's not that way anymore. I mean, the patios now, they're all of the colour bond. They're all the low maintenance and the fire resistant products. So they're a lot different to the old pergola and shade cloth idea. Mm.
And having said that, if you've got if you're working with a good company, they will take care of all of that for you. Mm. So they will come in knowing exactly what that particular council will allow through dimensions, measurements. Generally speaking, they know exactly what you can and can't get away with. So they will help you coordinate those designs with what is going to get through.
Yeah, like the heritage list one we had just recently.
Yeah, it's, and we certainly do take care of all that paperwork.
Yeah.
So what else do you need to know when you are submitting the plans to council? If you're not sure if you're going to have a barbecue or, you know, the pizza oven, does that need to be discussed at that point?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's certainly something we've had many people just build it, think, oh, well, we recently had a gable just on the along the side of a house, which is the pyramid, like pointy one like that.
Yep. On radio, we're pointing.
Yeah, on video as well. Yeah. but basically they just put it out. But with having done that, they realised they wanted to clear the rest of their garden out. So they took out their garden and everything after they'd put the patio up and installed a big kitchen. And originally they didn't have that plan, but because it looked so good and they wanted to utilise the space more, that's what they went ahead and did.
And that's the beauty of it, that you've got a lot of choices. And the whole point of, you know, we are the living outside state, you know, it's all about, you know, our outside living. So it's time to relax. So, and as Gilly mentioned, there's all different styles. There's the gable roof, there's the skillion roof, as I call it. You call it a flat raised?
Raised flat, yeah.
So basically it's...
Flat raised?
It's a raised flat, so it comes up at the side and then goes down sort
or
of like
vice versa.
Yeah.
So if you want to get the north sun, you can actually have the high point to the north, and then it comes down into the gutters on the house. And then there's also the dome, which is quite a popular one as well.
So, domes are good. They look really gorgeous. If you've got them with the clear panels, looks amazing.
Would you say that would be on trend at the moment?
Well, it depends on your house. See, a lot of people obviously have to look at the lines of their current home in order. So, you know, say you had a lot of angular lines and you go and put a dome in it, that could look a bit silly, or vice versa. You have a lot of curved lines and you come in with an angled patio. So generally speaking, we look at
work it to your home.
Yeah, and colour matching as well. So we've recently had a couple who have a big caravan and a big boat, retirees, and they've lived in the same house for 40 years. They wanted to add an extension because now they're grey nomads, they're off. So they needed, while they were at home, they needed somewhere to protect their, you know,
their toys.
Now they're home on the road.
Yeah.
So we did it in exactly the same colour bond colours that they had same at their house for 40 years. So
just because they're an add-on doesn't mean they have to look like an
add-on.
That's
right, exactly.
So, you know, match the tops to the roof line, match the gutters to your existing gutters. That, I mean, the patios all have to be, you know, have to have gutters and downpipes and everything just like a home because they are a roof space. So this is why it's not just a case of throw it up. There is a lot to take into consideration as well. So get the professionals in, let them help you, and it's definitely a lot easier.
So what time frame are we looking at?
Well, generally speaking, it rests entirely on the council process.
It does.
So we can go in, we'll do your quote, we can work it all out for you, have that done, submitted to council, and then we're essentially at their mercy.
You are. And it depends what they want, their little requirements. I mean, there is the 500mm fire barrier. So, you know, around your property, you have to have that 500mm fire barrier. I know it sounds silly because they are made of colour bond and metal, but that is a big thing that the councils have jumped on at the moment. So having that 500 mil fire barrier between structures, should we say. So
I was putting a carport up, in a house. There was, and the council had driven past and told us we had to pull it down because we used wooden posts.
Yep.
And it was a fire hazard.
Yes.
And I stood there and said, this is ridiculous because it's a weatherboard house. And he said, yes, but in my paperwork it says they have to be steel poles because it will be a fire hazard.
Yeah.
I said, the whole house is a fire hazard. These two posts are not going. And he ended up saying, oh, okay.
I recently visited with a customer because we go and see our customers after we've finished the job and have a chat to them and take them a thank you gift. And they had built their carport and then submitted to have the new driveway extended, and they wouldn't allow them to extend it. I think it was like 500 mil short or something.
Oh, dear.
But the driveway next to them had the extended driveway, and the driveway on this side has the extended driveway. But because the legislation had changed last year, he wasn't allowed to extend his. So, you've
got to remember the council have got to work off the legislation. I mean, it's all right that we can say, you know, it's not logical, and it isn't. This fire barrier thing, it doesn't sound logical, but they have got legislation they have to work to, and it does change. As we've mentioned, legislation does change. You need to keep up to date. So, unfortunately, what your neighbour had 5 years ago and what you want today might not be the same thing. Mm. So that's why you've got to do the planning, the research, and get all that done beforehand.
Mm. And once it comes out of council approval, then we're straight on the phone to you. When do you want it in? Mm-hmm. And it goes up anytime you say, immediately after.
Yeah, and depending on the size of it, depends on the time frame.
Yeah.
They work with you on the schedule, so they let you know when it's available.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, wonderful. Is there anything else we need to know?
I don't think so. What would you say?
I think we've covered it.
Yeah.
Think about your outdoor kitchens as well while you're doing the planning. Think about where you want
to
have them.
Because you've got plumbing.
Because you've got your plumbing, your electrical works that will have to be done separate to the patio. And that's what Gilly said. When you're actually working with a professional, like a building consultant or project consultant, they can help you to get the trades in to do your electrical and your plumbing, the lights, the fans, if you want a fan out there, all of that has to be taken into consideration as part of the work being
done. Also, the number of people. What, I mean, are you just using, is it just going to be a place for your immediate family, or are you looking at having, a family gathering or your grandkids coming over or the nieces and nephews? You know, there's lots of things to consider.
How much
are you going to use it? Or is it just some people just have it done along the back of their house just to keep the sun out of the back windows? You know, there's, just a myriad of...
Lots of reasons why.
People have it done, yeah.
But think again. Think about the end result. Think about what you want it for, and what, if you've got young kids at the moment and you plan on staying there for 20 years... You know, when your kids are grown, they're going to have their fins. You know, think about that long-term result.
So, like we have spoken in previous episodes about, you know, if there is a chance down the track, you might actually be putting a kitchen out there.
Mm-hmm.
When you are doing the renovation, ask to just have some of that plumbing set ready and the electricals and get it all planned out.
Plan for the future, because if you plan on staying in the house for the 20 years, 25 years, which a lot of people are doing now, because that's why the renovation is so popular now, plan it out and think, well, I might not do this now, but get that, get all that prelay work done and it'll save you money in the future.
Just added to that, though, as well, which is quite big now, is house flipping. So you don't have to go the full shebangabang either. Mm. If you're just a house flipper and you want a quick patio put up, that's just as viable and does increase the value
absolutely
of the turnover at sale. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can just keep it a simple patio.
Yeah, you don't have to be elaborate. You can just have a little flat and that adds value.
Yep.
And for that outdoor lifestyle.
Because we are an outdoor lifestyle state. And that's another thing with anyone that's got an investment property. Think about that for your tenants.
Mm.
Because having that outdoor area, even if it's just a simple structured patio, just somewhere they can sit outside, so even if it's raining they can still sit outside. So it's nice to have something. It doesn't have to be major on a rental property, but just that little, have the consideration for the tenant in mind, because if it is raining or if it is hot out there, sometimes it would be nice to sit outside, but it's just too hot to do it.
We had a rental which didn't have any outdoor area at all. My husband's a smoker, so he was like, he'd have to be banished
to the garage.
So there is we nearly put one up ourselves, but ultimately we ended up moving. But yeah, it doesn't have, like I say, just something to
it doesn't hurt
give
to
that extra benefit to your tenant.
Well, then that sets that property apart from the rest.
Correct.
Because, it's so true.
You would have looked at lots of properties and you sort of go, oh, there's nowhere outdoor, you know.
Yep. Mm. It stands you apart. And in this market, it's a good thing to do. Stand apart. Be in the game and make sure the property stands out.
I mean, let's talk about some money here then. Like, how much would you be looking at to spend on? I mean, I know there's so many variables.
So how long is a piece of string? That's what I'm going to say.
I think you've heard it from all the trades. We can't throw prices out.
Yeah, I mean, some people spend $3,000 on a patio. Some people spend $20,000 on a patio.
Okay, so you've got quite a range there.
Absolutely, and you can. There's no average, so to speak, depends on the size. Because everything we do, particularly, is custom designed.
Yeah. Mm.
So we don't sell kits. Everything we do is custom designed to the client's requirements and their home personally.
Mm.
So you can't just come and buy a 6x3 from us and bang it up. That won't happen.
No. Yeah, and it depends if you want the electrics included, the plumbing included. You know, there's so much.
That's Sue's domain there.
Thanks. But no, so asking people to just throw a price out there, it's a risky thing. And to be honest, I heard it on the radio this morning. A real estate agent said to someone, oh, if you renovate this property, you'll get this much for it. And now it's being taken to court. And the person didn't get what he wanted. He fell short, so he sued the real estate agent for that price difference. Now, the real estate agents are all being advised, don't throw prices out there unless you're confident. And we've got to think of the same thing. If we turn around and throw a price at someone and then we come in, you know, a lot higher, they're not going to be happy.
No,
so I'd rather say to someone, look, we won't throw one out there. Let's sit down, have a look, put it through, and then we'll come back with a price.
I mean, every real estate agent that's come through one of my houses said, oh, if you do this is, you know, you'll get this much more.
But
so
you know
this
what?
That's a bit of a
They're saying now, if they're going
now.
To do that, be careful because someone can sue you for it. So,
wow. That's set a precedent, hasn't it?
It just has.
Thanks, America.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on Renovating in WA today. Sue Daly from Into Property and Gilly Chapman from First Choice Patios.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.